Welcome to episode 2 of the Side Hustle Chick podcast. During this episode, we will talk about one of the most popular food delivery services out there, DoorDash. So what is DoorDash and how can you get started? Well, DoorDash is a local food delivery company that is available in most places. I think every state has it. You get started, you go to DoorDash.com, fill out some information. Pretty straightforward. This process was probably the easiest. And I'll talk about the ways it differs from other food companies too. So you submit your information. I think it asks for just, you know, your name and age, background information, stuff like that. And then it'll ask you to do a background check. It's pretty basic. Make sure your driving record's pretty clean and you don't have any felonies, or there's some things that will disqualify you. So basically, they are always hiring. That's another thing that makes it difficult when you actually get on the platform, is because there are so many people out there and the market can be oversaturated. But basically, just sign up. You have to be 18 or over. It says no major violations in the last 7 years, driving, including DUI, reckless driving, homicide or assault, driving with a suspended license. And you cannot have 3 or more incidents in the last 3 years. Major violations. So then after that, you submit that and submit a background check, and it's free. A few days after that, they will come back to you with an email saying, congratulations, you're ready to go. We will send you a hot bag and some more information in the mail. They have your address. In the meantime, download the Dashing app, either iOS or Android app. And then log on to your account and set up your direct deposit information and get paid. So then the mail, they will send you this nice bag, a hot bag that you're required to use. And I've heard that if you're caught without it, you can get a bad rating or they can deactivate you, I guess. It's possible. And some more information about how to set up your bank account and all that good stuff in the mail. So after that, you get a red card. Some of the deliveries you have to pay when you get to the store with the card. It's a prepaid debit card. And so you need that, and you need to put it on your app to become active. So now at this point, you are an active DoorDasher. Congratulations. So then you get on the app, you set your area to, I have mine just my area. You can do the one next to you or whatever. Then you get on the schedule. The thing is, it's really hard to get on the schedule as a newbie because you don't have access to early scheduling. Unless you have a certain amount of deliveries. I think it's 250 lifetime deliveries or 20 during the last week. So your first week, it's going to be hard to get on the schedule to get that. So basically, if it's red in your area and it says dash now, I would just take it and keep looking because that does change. So if you get on the schedule, you hit dash now. And then it says waiting for deliveries. And it depends if it's busy or not. If it's busy, good. If it's not busy, you can wait hours for something and nothing can happen. But now let's say it's busy. You get an alert. You get a text and an alert on your phone. And it says this delivery is available. For example, it'll say go to Chipotle. You will get at least $6 for the order. And here's the location of where you're going to deliver it to. It's not the exact street, but you could see the area at least where you're going to go to. So you know how far it is. You know, maybe it's 5 miles away. So you, let's say you take it, accept. You have 90 seconds to accept it. So let's say you take it. It says go to Chipotle. And this is what you're going to pick up. It's going to be one bowl. And you don't need to pay for it. It's already paid for. So then you're going to walk in to Chipotle after you get there. Pick up the item. And this is important. You just make sure it looks right. It's a bowl. It's not a dessert or something. You're not allowed to actually open the food or look into it or anything like that, because you're not a food handler. But just make sure everything looks about right. Make sure if there's 5 items, you have 5 items, not 4. And then click OK. You've gotten it. And then after that, it'll take you directly to the customer's house, and it'll have their address there. And you could put it in your whatever map you use, if it's Apple Maps or something like that. So then you go there, and it has a little time thing about how long it should take you. So you should really do it right when you get it, if you could. It depends how long the food takes, I know, but do that. And then after that, you will say, okay, delivery complete. And it will say, good job, you made $6 on this. And then the customer can then rate you. So make sure you are friendly and pleasant to them, because you do not want to get too many bad ratings. I think you need a 4.20 to stay active on the platform. So just do that. You know, most people do rate you pretty good, or they don't rate you. So it depends, unless something's really messed up then. But it's pretty easy to get that, because most people actually do rate high. So then you do that, and then you get on the schedule for another one. Money really does, it depends how, you can make a lot, but you can also wait a long time to get an order. So it just depends on that. And tips, usually 70% of people I'd say tip. And you know beforehand how much you're getting. So that's nice. I like DoorDash more than other things like Uber Eats or Postmates, because you know upfront how much you're getting. It's also a lot harder to get on the schedule, which I don't like as much. But every app, I think, has good qualities about it and at the same time, bad qualities about it. DoorDash can be good, but it can also be bad. I'd say the money, at least in my area for DoorDash, is better than Postmates or Uber Eats. I have heard the opposite some places, but I'm not sure. You know, it just depends. So then, you know, you can get on the schedule, you can get back out. I don't really like how you just can't get on the schedule whenever you want, but at the same time, they're doing that to prevent oversaturation of the market, because they hire a bunch of people at once. You can make pretty good money. Of course, you do have to keep track of your taxes, because you are 1099. So make sure you keep track of your miles, because you can deduct that at the end. That's the only thing I would say, just be sure about that. And it does cost a lot in gas money and, you know, wear and tear in your car. So I would say the main thing is don't take every order. Your acceptance rate, it shows you on your earnings or on your ratings what that is, but it really doesn't matter. On your ratings, you see your customer rating based on the last 100 deliveries. You need to keep that above a 4.20, and it really doesn't matter until you have 100 ratings what that is. You know, it can start out kind of low, but after you have 100 people that have rated you, then that's when you need to get worried. And not a lot of people rate you either, so don't worry about it until they say something. It says acceptance rating, and that really doesn't matter unless it's, you know, in the single digits, I would say. Completion rate is very important. Completion rate is, you know, let's say you get to the restaurant and they're taking forever and you can't wait because the customer's going to be really mad or something like that, then you cancel it. And every now and then this does happen. That's understandable. Most of them you will be able to complete. So with that being said, try to keep that above 95% or so. It sounds really like a high number, but it's not. You know, things happen, but make sure that you, you know, complete your deliveries. And, you know, if you have the food, of course, complete it. One thing I didn't say, if someone isn't there, you knock on the door and they don't answer, and they don't answer, and you do it again, you call them or text them, because you have a DoorDash number for them. It's not their phone number, but you can message them or call them. Let's say they don't answer. You wait 5 minutes. You start the timer on the app, and you wait 5 minutes, and if nothing happens, you can just leave the food on in the front door or something like that and let DoorDash know, and that's it. And I've heard that they cannot rate you after that. I think that's true. Then if you look on your ratings, you also have your on time or early based on your last 100 deliveries. So let's say, you know, a lot of that really is not your fault. It's the restaurant's fault. But that doesn't really matter, but it kind of correlates with your ratings. You know, if you have a lot that are not on time, you might not get high ratings. And you'll know as you go which restaurants you kind of need to avoid because they're really slow and which are really fast and good. Then it has your lifetime deliveries. Your earnings are also in there. You can see how much you made for your lifetime, which is pretty neat. See what days are busy, which days aren't. Stuff like that. So I'd say DoorDash overall is a really, really good opportunity. It's very legit. It's, you know, you hear bad things about it, but of course, it's like any job. You get to set your own schedule if you can get on, which is nice. But at the same time, it can be hard to get on the schedule. I like how you know up front what you're going to make. I like that a lot. I don't like the oversaturation. Even if you're on the schedule, you can wait a very long time to get orders. But if you do get a lot of orders and you know which ones to take, I would say, you know, only take ones that are close to you, not the next town over. Then you can do pretty good with this app. You can make pretty good money. I've seen people say they make, you know, $20 an hour if it's busy. I think mine would average more towards the $15 range, which isn't bad, even though a lot of that is gas and taxes, but still, it's not bad for a side hustle. It's definitely something that's very flexible, and you can just do it whenever you want. Most territories are open late at night, and they start early in the morning, you know, breakfast, and they go up to dinner late at night, sometimes, you know, 2, 3 a.m. even. So you can pretty much do it as much as you want or as little as you want. And you can take a couple weeks off if you need to and come back on when you're ready. So I'd say it's a very good way to make money. If you are interested in that, I would go over there today to DoorDash and try to get set up and just see what happens. See if you like it. And then, you know, next episode, I'll go into some Postmates and Uber Eats just to talk about those. But I'd say overall, DoorDash would have to be my favorite food delivery app. So yes, but that's just my own preference, and it's definitely different depending on your area. So thank you so much for listening.